All right.
Okay, so seriously, you're telling me that that's... That was for you.
Oh, you... Yeah, I... Well, it was in a way, right? I do not... I've never liked Lucchini, and I've never liked Camp Lo. I like the beat.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, like, are you... Wait, are you assuming that at some point
theoretically, if theoretically, in the long history of this podcast, we had ever played copyright-controlled material... Which we have never, we would never do that. Because
what? We wouldn't do that.
Because that's not cool. That's not cool.
No, who
if,
does
if
that?
You do a podcast, yeah, come on, man. Yeah. Play by the rules. That's not cool.
Yeah.
But if we would have done that, theoretically, I did it for you. I thought that was one of your favorite songs.
It's not. I think that's the end of it.
I stand all. Corrected.
You know what? If Jay Broski or Traumatics or Data One or any of them are listening to this, they're dying laughing because I've had that conversation with them dozens of times. How, of course, what? The beat is slamming, but I just was like, I don't get the whole thing. I didn't get it. I mean, I got it. I didn't like it. The whole
I can't blow thing. None of the lyrics make any sense.
No.
But, okay. Besides that.
Yeah, but the beat was
wow.
Fresh.
Yeah. That's very, very okay. All right. This is going to be the same conversation we have about 20 years from now when you find out that Kim K may or may not actually be my spirit animal.
Omega Man. Like, all right, we got to get into that.
Man, yeah, he's trying. Come on.
By the way, come you on. Are tuned
why
into-
you do that to Kim?
Why would you do that to Kim? Because, I mean,
why would
Lil
you
Kim.
Do that?
By the way, y'all, you were tuned into Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy, Track Life, and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Sup?
We got a lot to get into today. I do want to do something real quick, just at the beginning of the show, in case you guys don't make it to the end. We normally say, you know, comment, subscribe, etc. But I want to say rest in peace to Raj G. As he...
Indeed.
He today they actually on this day that we're recording in Leimert Park, they're having like a memorial, you know, event for him. So I couldn't make it out today, but rest in peace to Raj G, man, for real.
Respect.
Word up.
No doubt.
Opening question.
Come on.
All right, Kev. We're gonna test your Japanese today.
that's gonna be a quick test.
What does shoga nai mean?
No idea.
Oh, come on.
All I know is shoga is the only shoga I know is ginger.
Okay, all right, you know what, bye Kev, I'm out, peace, other side.
Yo, what up, this is DJ Traumatics. When I'm not rocking out to BTS with Trek, Kev, and Big Shug, I'm listening to Rap Sucks Radio.
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 What does it mean? What does it mean?
It means,
It does not... Don't tell me it means butt plug.
It doesn't. It means, like, it is okay. What it is. Nothing you can
do. Oh, wait.
It's done. It's finished.
I thought that was shigatagana.
Well, see, that's what I was told today.
Okay.
All right. What up, y'all? You are tuned into Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yes, sir.
We like to thank y'all for listening and hanging out with us. And we have finished just straight jump into Out Here Tripping. This one hurts, man. This one hurts.
It does.
It hurts. Man. He apologized, but I still got to get him.
Oh, he did. Okay, he did.
He did apologize. Cool. He said that he was wrong on that one, which was pretty much clearly wrong. But man, your boy Neil deGrasse Tyson, my man, he just got out of tripping or allegedly tripping and walked right back into tripping.
Yeah.
Oh, man. In light of the recent events, the recent mass killings by idiots. Neil deGrasse Tyson tweets, in the past 48 hours, the USA horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. On average, across any 48 hours, we also lose 500 to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. Often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data. Knock it the entire fuck off, Neil.
Yeah. It's like one of those it's a situation where everything you say can be factual and it can still be completely and utterly unnecessary.
Good. I mean, how does the amount of false equivalence is ridiculous. The only one that would have been a fair equivalence would have been, 40 homicides, right? Okay, cool. But even then,
which, by the way, his girl Ivanka tried to pull out with regard to Chicago.
Good job with that.
Yeah, but this is literally the ignorant nerd version or the insensitive nerd version of the why don't we ban cars argument.
the world, we got to get into that. The worlds where that might actually be in the closeout topic that's written down, the bonus topic. I might go into that. Mm-hmm. And there were people that were still getting his back, even though he had already apologized, saying, well, technically, people are responding emotionally now. And I'm like, dude, why do you guys do this? Why are you made like this? Who made you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just take the L. Like, and technically, he's wrong about this one. And call it a day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And those... Excuse me. Is coughing on a podcast allowed?
This is part of the show.
It shows people that we're human.
This is authentic. Yeah. See, Neil was trying to do.
Anyway. Yeah, it's real. The people that had his back on this particular issue are the people that get their panties in a bunch when J.K. Rowling says that somebody in Harry Potter is gay. Your emotions, I genuinely hope your emotions sit very far away from mine, where mine do. And I'm okay with that. And you need to be okay with that as well. Come on. That's all that really needs to be said about that.
Yeah, that was too much.
But like you said, I think a lot of people don't even know that he was caught up on some alleged sexual assault. Allegations.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, come on, dude. If you can't, current events have set the hell of pick for you. You should just shelter in place behind that pick and just keep your mouth shut.
I mean, could you ask for, any better of a situation? Like, you were given the benefit of the doubt from the very beginning. So everybody was like, yo, Neil, he probably didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. In the end, man, he was vindicated or.
At least he apologized. Yeah.
But he did apologize.
Because I mean,
I was so disappointed, though.
Whatever news outlet, I'm guessing there were very few news outlets that saw the horrific things that were happening over the past week and said, you know what we need to do? I want to know what Neil deGrasse Tyson's sexual assaulty ass thinks about this particular situation. If he could break it down for us.
Ugh. God, man. Somebody's swinging misses, boy. They are big time misses.
Yeah, man.
A person that no one will miss has committed suicide as of today.
Right.
Allegedly. Of sexual assault allegation. Where's the X-Files music for this one? So Jeffrey Epstein is out of here, as KRS-One would say.
Yep.
And there's a lot of questions surrounding this, man. Like, if you are a conservative, Hillary did it. If you are a liberal, Trump did it. You know what I'm saying? Right. And what I say to both of you conspiracy theorists is that you haven't once thought about the children or the families that this dude basically wrecked because you have so much vitriol for these two individuals. Now, listen, I am no Hillary or Trump lover to just be blunt, but we tend to, Neil deGrasse Tyson style, jump immediately to our own agendas when these type of things happen. And my thing is, I don't know if this is justice for those people. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe that they achieved any justice with this, and he took justice away from them, because he should have set his behind in prison for and rotted thinking about all that he did to others and what he lost because of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, so. I mean, listen. So yeah, we have to take the potential conspiracy theories, some of which may, you know,
hey, they could be real.
They have some credence, right?
Sure.
Because yeah. There's a lot of people that he probably had some dirt on.
Quite a few.
And they were very powerful. So they may or may not have, put the hit on him.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are some legitimate questions, sure.
Yeah, I'm literally like, all of a sudden my news feed, which is largely consists of people who talk about their cats and their kids and the food that they eat, all of a sudden are, you know, expert, consultants on the next series of Oz or Lockup or whatever the hell. Like, I mean, come on, man.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
You know, it's like, it, back the hell off. Chill out.
Yeah. There's sometimes you have to just, I mean, you know what, man, do whatever. It's sort of one of those things where the internet likes to run wild, and we like to run wild because we can vocalize these things without, you know, having to deal with people questioning us right in front of our face. Right. Right. I don't see anything wrong with that, but there's a time when you say, you know, I probably don't know this. I probably don't know what the hell is going on. And deal with the sharp edge of the situation, right? Which is basically, like I was saying, I feel like the worst part about it is nobody really achieves justice this way or receives justice this way. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing though is okay. First of all, if 90% to 95% to 99% to 100% of what you know about being in any kind of lockup, you know, whether it be, you know, waiting trial or federal lockup, you got from TV, then wait to comment on somebody's suicide until that happens on TV.
Yeah.
And then you can get upset about it. But
Chuck D said it best, man. Shut it down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. However, my counter to what you just said is simply this. When this dude got locked up, my biggest fear was not what somebody was going to do to him or what he was going to do to himself or who he would or would not implicate in all the crazy stuff that he did. My biggest fear was that he was going to go right back to what he was doing.
Right.
By hook or crook.
Right. Right.
So yep. Obviously I would never, you know, endeavor to speak for the emotions or the reaction of anyone who's more directly involved. Or a victim of what he did, but peace. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, man.
You know, he's he is not on the board any longer.
Right. Right. Yeah. Not somebody that they ever have to worry about again. And that's fine. You know what I mean? You have this bloodthirst as an American to see people punished. That's a thing I actually am always like trying to catch myself on. Like, look, dude, don't be this guy that needs the punishment, you know? But in this case, man, I really wanted to see him rot in prison. I didn't want a death penalty. I didn't want none of that. I wanted you to sit your behind there and have to live such a reduced quality of life in comparison to what you had. But you're right. You know what I'm saying? You're right. And
yeah.
Speaking for the victims in the lightest way possible. Yeah, they don't have to worry about that fool no longer. And yeah, get out. Peace.
Yeah. I may or may not want Kim Kardashian to be 3'6". It's just not going to happen.
What was I saying this week? What is possible is not always likely. And what is likely is not always certain. So There you go.
Whatever that, I'm going to have to write that down and analyze it later to understand what the hell you're talking about. But yeah, I'll agree.
See, there you go. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm dropped. That is like a fucking Camp Lo verse. You know what I mean? Like, what? What just happened? Anyway. Not spitting bars.
Oh,
this past week.
Not at all.
Oh, man. Joey Hands, man.
Man.
What's up with Uncle Joe, man? What's up with your homeboy, dude? For real.
Dude, he needs like, to... My man needs to sneak up in back of a dictionary or a thesaurus or some sort of Dale Carnegie course materials and just hug that for a couple quick minutes.
Young Joe, man. Uncle Joe. In the same week that Bernie Sanders was on the Joe Rogan show and you know, held it down, stuck to his position, spoke clearly, spoke,
indeed.
You know, spoke his truth at least.
Yeah, by the way, we would never, you know, be so bold as to promote someone else's podcast. But if you ever want to hear Bernie Sanders talking dirty, that's to me what he sounded like. Why was he whispering? It was. Like,
I don't know.
It was really weird.
It was the oddest, and he would not look up.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I just listened. I was like, I'm uncomfortable. But it was dope though. He was dope.
It was good. I think he was trying not to get too hype and you know.
He's like, why are they all saying that I yelled so much?
But the crazy thing is the first headline that I saw was like Bernie Sanders says he'll reveal aliens when he gets into. And I was like, you know what?
Hell yeah,
you
guys. That was the takeaway.
You guys got to stop. Yeah. That's what you took away from that whole thing. But in that same week, your boy Uncle Joe, man.
Yeah.
Young Joey Hands old Joey Hands.
Right.
Via Time Magazine, which is a source this says, and I quote, "Poor kids are just as bright as white kids." I repeat, with the red light flashing, poor kids are just as bright as white kids. Quote,
man.
Unquote.
And you know, Hands. if you should see the clip. The clip is just like you literally see the light bulb go off. Speaking of the red light, the light bulb goes off over his head as he says.
This has kind of been used to say that he's like, you know, whatever, racist or prejudiced. So I'm like, dude, he's not. That's not. Well, I don't know if he is or not, but this would not be the indicator. This is an indication of yet another slip up, be it Freudian or Agian.
Right.
Is like, dude, and how many of these do you get? You know what I mean? That's my man. I'm actually feeling bad for dude at this point. Like, how many of these do you get? speaking in front of Asian, mostly Asian and Hispanic voters.
Right.
So it's like, as I look out into this crowd, I want to tell all of you who I know nothing about your financial backgrounds and or home lives that poor kids are just as bright as white kids. Okay. All right, Joe. Somebody needs to bring out that the James Brown cape and just throw it over, dude, and walk him off. Like, all right, man.
Yeah, that was the 2019 hella nuanced. He's so articulate. He speaks so well.
Dude, is it me or is this starting to get very Hillary-ish?
Yeah, I mean. That's the thing is, okay, so this is the issue that we need to, well, I say we, but what I am trying to get over is like, and I think I'm over it. I think I'm good. Obama has retired. He's windsailing and doing a bunch of stuff that we can only dream that we will ever have time to do and the power to do. He's not coming back. Everybody else is shitty.
Yeah.
So you need to go ahead and get right with that. Yeah, on both sides. Absolutely. There are terrible people on both sides.
Yeah.
So we need to get right with that and just go ahead and pay attention to what's going on now. Joe Biden is not going to speak as eloquently and articulately and be so well-spoken as Barack Obama. It's not going to happen.
It's not happening.
You know, because...
It's not happening.
Yeah, you can't get politicians to think, much less think before they speak. So cut it out. I mean, but yeah, that was terrible. He took old head energy too far. If Kodak Black, if you're listening and you see Joe Biden, it's a green light.
Yeah, you might. What was it? Sticky fingers in the eye? Might be some sticky finger treatment. Yeah. You know, the other thing, though, is it's funny, man, because when he announced his candidacy, I said, I was like, come on, dude, no. Because. And not because I don't believe that he's capable or you know, have decided immediately that I wouldn't vote for him or whatever. I get the progressive versus, you know, run of the mill Democrat. I understand the argument. However, I wouldn't say that Joe Biden is terribly unqualified and blah, 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 blah. Right.
Right.
But I do think that he was better as a mythical figure in memes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, if Joe Biden stays this way, we'll ignore a lot of his political past. We'll just be like, yo, Joe was the dude that we thought would put hands on anybody for Obama. You know what I'm saying? Or,
yeah.
Like, he was better as this guy. And now that we have to actually see him in political action, it's like, ah.
Yeah, dude.
Come on. You know what I mean? Like, chill out, you know?
Let's put it this way. If you are lucky enough to have a parent in your life and even luckier still to have a father still in your life, you know, at our age, you know that at some point you're not going to have that anymore. And it pains you to think about it, right? But you know that, that man is going to be spoken of very highly at their funeral. And it's going to be,
right.
Everyone is going to know exactly how you and how everybody else feels about how fantastic of a life they lived and what a legacy they have left behind. But that is also the same guy who will call you and ask you why the Social Security Administration left him a voicemail. And you have to spend a half hour explaining why he should not be paying attention to that. And that's Joe. That's Joe. There's a generation of Caucasian men and women who are very able to sensibly confront the issues of race and privilege in America.
Yes, there are.
Joe Biden.
And have been.
Joe Biden is about 3 to 5 or 30 to 50 generations removed from those people.
That 30 to 50 is so valuable. But yeah, it's a cluster jam. Between him and Bernie, and I like both of them, you know, but it's just like, oh, man. It really is like sort of like two drunk uncles. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they're both totally right about their conversation. Like, both of them think, you know, one of them thinks that Magic Johnson's the greatest of all time, and the other thinks that Michael Jordan's the greatest of all time, and both of them have a reasonable argument, but they're both drunk. So, here we go. Now we got to deal with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, when I heard Bernie whispering to Joe Rogan in Joe Rogan's ear, I'm just like, wow, you were like the cool Herc of this progressive shit. And you're just like, all right, they're just gonna go ahead and run with it and make it look sexy. I'm like, what can I do?
He was trying not to get high. It was so funny. It was pretty hilarious. You did mention though, just a second ago, that there are a generation of white people who are, you know, far capable of identifying with racial issues and societal issues.
Sure.
Who is not one of those white people is Kid Rock. Now yeah, that's actually that should be the response to that's immediately, right?
Right.
It should just be Kid Rock. Ugh,
yeah.
Whatever. Now, since he came on the scene as a rich kid from the richest part of...
That's the thing I never knew until this all came up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It was brought up a while ago. Completely in attempting to bite Run DMC. Well, actually, I'm sorry, biting Run DMC. And gaining popularity, as many artists do when they completely come out of nowhere and bite, you know, something that we all knew existed, but it's new to another audience. Kid Rock has lost his damn mind since that very moment. Like, it just, he went.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're a guy that does all that stuff. Oh, you DJ too. That's cool. Wow, you are pretty out of your damn mind. So his latest target, and this is going to be fresh because you have to defend this person now.
Wow.
Taylor Swift.
Indeed. Tay-Tay.
Oh, boy. He going after Tay-Tay right now.
T-Swift.
You know what I'm saying? What's up with her, man? She can't deal. She can't. Can she live a rap artist going crazy, you know, crazy conservative, Kanye, Kid Rock? Can you let her live a little bit, man? Taylor Swift can't live. Yeah, they're not letting her live.
Her relationship with hip hop, I shouldn't say hip hop. I won't say hip hop. I shouldn't have said hip hop.
Well, Kanye.
Her relationship with rap in America
is
abusive.
It really is
problematically abusive.
It is a for real problem.
She keeps going
She does. And she actually. Yeah, it's like she actually enjoys it to some degree. But
I don't even think she was looking for this one, though.
Nah, I don't even know. I don't even know if she knows who Kid Rock is. You know, she's like, wait, what? Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
I have a series of... after I go through this, we can talk about it a little bit. But I have three questions that I came up with, you know, came up with for you to answer concerning Kid Rock. Okay. But first, I'll go through what happened. So, Kid Rock tweeted. So, basically, just to set it off, Taylor Swift was talking about how she became progressive and liberal and blah, 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 blah. She had this, you know, she, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, she expressed that. She has been for quite a while, actually.
Sure.
Kid Rock, in response to her expression, says, and I quote, via Twitter, Taylor Swift wants to be a Democrat because she wants to be in movies, period. And it looks like she will suck the doorknob off of Hollyweird to get there. Oldest move in the book. Good luck, girl. End quote from Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know humans could grow on corn stalks. But apparently, you know, Kid Rock is, you know, pure corn, which, to my understanding, can be turned into ethanol, right? Right. Which is basically alcohol, which means he is constantly drunk, right. Which makes a lot of sense now. He is just pure ethanol, just absolute corn.
A little bit of a long walk, but yeah, good. Keep going.
Well, I tried, you know. This is what happens when you listen to Crash Course on Biology on YouTube all week. Anyway. So here are my three questions. Okay. Why are we ever shocked at anything that Kid Rock does? That's question number one.
I don't know.
All right. That's fair. It's a reasonable answer to that question. Question number two, Kev. What is the general point of his existence?
I'm going to go back to my answer to number one, which I, as I recall, was, I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Question number three, Kev. How does he continue to matter in a world where being sweaty with dirty hair doesn't normally get you very far?
Okay, so that's the one I'm going to jump in on.
All right, got you.
If your target audience and the credibility that you garner with that target audience is somehow, in your mind, dependent upon you not cutting your hair, not shaving, and not taking a shower, you need to sit down and look in the mirror and ask yourself some very basic but somewhat serious questions. I mean, that goes actually to the potential answers to number one and two, which is what are you doing?
Why are you?
What has your life become?
There's so many artists. This is Rap Sucks Radio. Trust me, we're aware of what's going on in hip hop and what is going on in hip hop. And there are so many artists like Kid Rock that were that achieved a certain level of success, and now they tour frequently and they have an audience that you're unaware of because you've moved on. You know, and that's not to say that those artists aren't great or aren't dope or aren't whatever. In Kid Rock's case, he's not dope, but there are plenty of artists that have this fan base that you may not even be aware that they still have it. You know what I'm saying? But they sell out whatever, you know, venues that they perform at, blah, 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 blah. Why is Kid Rock, why do you keep popping up on real, actual radars? You know what I'm saying?
But I think like, this is kind of the answer. The other way. Right? Like, you're going to just, like, you are so, you are not a kid. you're an old ass man. So you're going to say a lot of nonsense about somebody who's half your age to pop up on the radar of people who also don't cut their hair, don't shave, and don't take showers.
Yeah.
And say stupid stuff. You know, it's like, yeah. It, you know, some would say it's the oldest trick in the book. There were a couple of responses to Young Rock. Patton Oswalt's was dope, but I'm not going to read it because
all right, yeah,
it's his. But John Fugelsang, who I think I may know who he is, if I saw him, I might know who he is. But I actually kind of hope that he's just an average dude, but he said, if Kid Rock really does run for the U.S. Senate, I promise I will run against him after changing my name to Kid Paper.
I saw that when it was like, all right.
You love to see that.
Yeah, you do. As far as dad jokes go, that one was pretty good.
Just fantastic.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, so, all right, whatever.
I've had enough of him.
Tired of him.
Yeah, I'm sick of him, and he don't even pop up enough to really be bothered. But that's how annoying he is when he does pop up.
I don't want to talk about him again until he's no longer a kid.
There you go. I am actually about to chill out. This is not my expertise whatsoever.
Oh Lord, really?
Yeah, I'm actually about to sit back. Okay. So, topic number three, Kev.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is what I wrote down, people. This whole thing.
What did you write?
That Kev posted on the sheet has something to do with math. So I tuned out while I was reading it.
Oh, so man.
My note here is the source of this information is the New York Times. And take it away, Kev.
Yeah. So this goes to prove that if you ever dig deep enough to find the hidden figures, Trek will not be there.
No, I would not. Nope.
So there was this, but this is the thing. I didn't really know what was going on because I heard some people talking about this equation that was posted on the internet and there was controversy, and I didn't see it until a few days later or a couple days later or whatever. That this math equation was put in print, which generated it was 8 divided by 2 open parentheses 2 plus 2 close parentheses what's the solution, and it generated the Laurel Yanni type you know blue dress gold dress controversy on the internet.
Hey, those you people know, what's up folks,
which is obviously far more important than, you know, two cities getting shot up and, you know.
Well, you know.
All the other things.
Per Neil deGrasse Tyson, we're all just reacting emotionally. So don't worry about all that.
Yeah. Well, and that's funny because people reacted emotionally to this. as, you know, and so I came up with my answer, and I was just happy that my answer was one of two possible answers. And then beyond that, it was really just public school educated Americans yelling at each other.
They're public school educated Americans yelling at it. Thank you, Kev.
Yeah.
Thank you for if I ever do, I keep a list of names of bands in case I ever like decide to change my style of music one day and join a band or create a band.
Or
public school educated people yelling at each other is the new band name.
That's a good name.
It is a great name.
That's a great name. Maybe we can tour with Kid Rock.
Oh, God. You said educated. So.
Well, it'd be a split bill. It's all good.
Right.
But I really didn't have much more to say beyond that. It was just like, okay, well, I see how it could be 16. I see how it could be one. Beyond that, who cares?
Yeah, I saw this. My cousin posted it. She's an accountant. Got one. That was my answer.
That was my answer as well.
Okay.
This is why we are such close friends.
This is why, right? That's true. I did actually pay a fair amount of attention in math class. So there's that. Not enough to get an A though. So there's that too. Hey, I got to give you props on these titles, man. You killed it this week. Most of those titles,
thank you.
You guys will find on RSR Podcast on Facebook. That is the page to go to. We post news articles throughout the week about everything we discussed. So you can always reference the information and, you know, hey, I don't mind anybody fact checking anything I say. So there's that. But with that, we're a podcast that likes to pat ourselves on the back quite a bit. And we pat ourselves on the back for the titles that we come up with. And I'd like to give a whole lot of credit to Kev for this next one.
I'm just happy to be here.
Law and Order. SVU.
The crazy thing is that I worked on that for a measurable period of time. And I when I came up with it, I was like, you know, Trek's gonna like this.
You were right. I appreciate that. See, that's why.
There it is.
Cops falsely accuse a Georgia Southern quarterback of being in possession of cocaine. Problem is that cocaine turned out to be bird poop. Now, when I tell you guys this story, which most of you guys that listen to the show probably already know it, the source that we got it from is complex, but all you got to do is Google it and you can find just about anything else, any other source for it. The player's name is Shai Wertz. I had to make sure I've mistaken L's for I's on this show already before, and it's my vision that is actually the problem. And he was not arrested in Georgia, by the way. He was it's the Clinton, South Carolina Police Department that arrested him. So the issue was that the police officer, Clinton, South Carolina PD, pulled over Mr. Wertz for speeding. He looks at the trunk of the car, hood of the car, and sees a flaky white substance.
Right.
Here is the exchange. An officer then asks Wertz, "What is the white stuff on the front of your hood, man?" Wertz.
Bird shit, dude.
Thank you. That was Wertz's response. The officer didn't believe him. He said, "I swear to God, it's not bird poo. Because I just tested it, and it turned pink." The officer explicitly says it tested positive for cocaine. The only thing I took away from this, who the fuck drives around with cocaine on the hood of their car? Like, just in a bird poop, poop circle. Like, who? I don't even, whatever.
Yeah, my bad. I was saving that for later. Yeah. What? First of all, the man is named after one of the greatest R&B groups in the history of music.
Get him, Shy. Let's go.
Come on. Come on.
Lead singer looked dead like Micah 9. Fight me. Fight me on
did
it.
Did he? I need Google image. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
I'm going to just believe you. I don't want to take the effort or energy to look it up.
Hey, Google image that. I thought that dude looked like Micah 9. I thought it was Micah 9 at one point. That is severe light skin racism, by the way. Or light skin, whatever. discrimination.
Light-skinism.
Yeah,
light-skinism.
Anyway.
Yeah, man.
Like, how stupid do you have to be? But that's just dumb.
Just ridiculous, man. If that's the case, I am like El Chapo. My car is my car is heavily coated with that work. I'm gonna tell you right now, I got weight just rolling down the streets.
Burns is out there doing it out there, getting busy.
Man, you put that test on my car will turn pink entirely. You kidding me? This is why, again, just like with Epstein, why you can't trust television. Don't get your knowledge from television. Because first thing I would have done, and I would have ended up in deeper trouble than this, you know, young man who obviously handled it as well as he could, because I would have been like, did you do the taste test? I watched CSI and whatever the NYPD Blue. You supposed to put your pinky in that shit?
Yeah, man.
Sorry. Cocaine.
Well.
You go ahead and dab that on your tongue.
Technically. Good. Yeah, do that.
Officer Friendly.
We're talking about, it's funny, man. Me and Odd, it was actually Diamond District when I went on tour in Europe with Diamond District, and we were in Germany. We were in Berlin, and the spot we were at got raided. I think they were letting underage people into the club, right, and allowing them to drink, right? So me and Odd are backstage chilling because, you know, we wasn't trying to be out in the crowd anyway. And we had no idea that the spot was being, like, shut down and raided by the German police. German officer opens the like curtain because there wasn't a door, and the dude walks in. Dude, I swear to God, he looks at us both and says, I think I said, how you doing, officer? And he said, where is the shit?
Wow.
And we went, what the fuck?
Wrong room. Like,
what are you talking about? Yeah, exactly, bathroom's that way. Interesting question to two people who do not smoke weed. At least at that time, I wasn't, and I don't now.
But you had you had a mountain full of cocaine in
right, exactly, with all the coke. So it would have been interesting because in this instance, this officer actually found the shit. So it's possible that this officer found the shit that officer in Germany was looking for. And, you know,
oh man,
hopefully I can get in contact with
him. That's law enforcement agencies. Working with each other.
Do better.
Across international and cultural divides.
It is just, oh my God. Also, man, just to note how these things are, we laugh at them, but he was suspended from Georgia State University for, or at least suspended from team activities, which has a pretty large effect on a quarterback as, you know, the season's coming up. He was arrested on July 31st. He's basically vindicated on August 8th. These things can have an effect on people's actual lives. You know, this one in particular is funny, but these false arrests and these false accusals, no matter who they happen to, if the person is, you know, white as bird shit cocaine on the hood of a car or whatever, it doesn't matter. Though these things have a profound effect on people, or can have a profound effect on people's lives. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, again, thank God it didn't go south, any further south.
Right.
You know, like, it could have gone a lot worse, but I hope he, just like he had the presence of mind to handle himself in a certain way, then nobody should be expected to handle themselves when confronted with utter ignorance. I hope that when the dean or whoever, the president of the institution, asked him back to quarterback the football team, he'd have made that. I hope he made that motherfucker wash his car. For real.
Exactly.
On the 50-yard line. I'm going to park right here. Dean Kane or whatever your name is. And
Right.
Here's a bucket. Here's a sponge.
For real. Time waits for no man.
Get that heroin out too.
All right, I'm going to say this. I hope you guys are all listening. Everybody.
Yep.
This is important. Lean in close to your speakers. Turn your headphones up. Hey, because this is very important. And there is some vulgarity, so cover your children's ears. Fuck all of your greatest of all time list. All of them. None of them matter.
Almost all. Almost all.
Listen, I don't care who you like as a rapper. It's probably not great anyway. It's somebody that is probably technically not skilled enough to play in my car at any given time, period. You don't like good rappers. All of you, every one of you listening, you do not like good rappers. Generally, you don't, right? I've seen some of y'all lists, man. I've seen some of the things you post. You don't like good rappers. Don't talk to me about rap. So when this whatever list, I didn't read the list. I didn't read the list. I'm not reading the list.
You're talking about the Joe Budden list.
Yeah. Is that what this what we're now at? Well, because he was like, what? Like, he was in high up there, right? Was he ranked high?
Okay, first of all, if you're going to make your own list, put yourself number one. Don't put yourself at number three. Shut up.
So he made the list.
That's what I gather. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, okay. If I'm wrong,
it doesn't matter.
I am happy to tell you that I don't care.
Exactly. No, you know what? I don't know. I'm just going to make up who made the list. Like, my mom made the list. You know what? Somebody named Shirley that lives in Clinton, South Carolina made the list. Cal Worthington and his dog Spot made the list. I don't care.
Cal Worthington's list is actually pretty...
Well,
you gotta come on. Go see Cal.
Yeah, but was he saying go see Cal, or did we all?
That's the Yanny and Laurel of our day, isn't it?
Well, there are actually three. You know what, man? Next episode,
was it Dosey Cal?
Next episode, I want to do a what did they say? Like three what did they say? And that's actually gonna be one of them. So there's two more that I can think of off the top of my head. Anyway, I do want to do this, though, real quick before we get off the air. Kev, let's make a top three worst anti-gun control arguments.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'll let you go first.
Well, I mentioned one of them so far.
Okay.
Although it may rank higher than number three, but why don't we ban cars?
Okay, that I think that one is
Cause
actually...
Because cars kill more people than guns do.
That's right? Actually probably number one. If everyone has a gun, then people will be afraid to commit crimes.
Yeah. I'm not hearing that one as much, by the way.
Okay, I've heard it quite a bit.
In the wake of everybody I saw interviewed... in El Paso saying, well, I had my heat.
Wait. Yeah.
But I...
Yeah, this one kind of shut down that.
I went to reach for my heat, and I realized that I had shit my pants.
Well.
So when that happened...
Yeah. And you also didn't have a damn near fully auto... You know, an automatic weapon.
Man. Right.
And know what was about to happen, and didn't have a kid get the drop on you, and yeah. Yeah. Knock it off.
Everybody wants to be John Wick.
Right? Right.
Until shit starts popping.
Yeah. I'll throw one last one out there. We can just go ahead and close out on that. Because you already said the number one, which is why don't we ban cars? That's one of the dumbest. Do you guys realize that cars have an actual purpose that is not to kill? I don't know why you... I don't understand why they won't.
Yeah, I use my car to hunt. So shut up.
Exactly right.
I enjoy hunting in my when I go on vacation. I run over 30 to 50 feral hogs.
Next episode.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead.
Here's the other one that I want to close out on. And I think it actually falls to, let's put it at number two, because you were saying that you don't hear the if everybody has a gun argument as much.
Right.
So I just, the idea that if you take away guns, someone will find something else to kill people with. Like, I just wish people did math. Like, I wish percentages and like, I wish numbers. Okay, let's say the Las Vegas shooter had a knife.
Right.
How many people does he kill from 20 stories up or whatever amount of stories up he was?
Room service?
I'm saying. And that's not to say the room service doesn't deserve to live, but let's be real here. And I know that we just had a knife attack in Garden Grove where the dude did a lot of damage with two butcher knives and allegedly a machete. And
he got wild with that. Oh my God.
He flipped out. But again, if that dude had a gun, there would be a lot. It would be a lot worse. Think about that. Think how bad it was and how much worse it would be if dude had an actual gun. Now, look, I am not a person that believes that all guns should be taken away from people. I'm not that guy. You might catch me at the range right next to you. You know what I'm saying? I actually enjoy guns. I just think a lot of y'all arguments for not regulating, not having extensive background checks, not having gun training courses, you know, things of that nature. I just think that y'all are really fucking dumb for not wanting those things. Those are things that as a gun, I don't want to say enthusiast, but a person who finds guns for recreational use entertaining and fun, even I want that. Even I don't mind that. Like, I'll gladly go through a background check for a gun. That's fine. I have to go through one for everything else practically. So yeah, doesn't make any sense to me. That's just a silly argument to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a long detailed conversation that we, you know, attempt to distill down to very simple, you know, binary choices. But if your motivation, if your main motivation for protection of your arsenal and your viewpoint on the protection of the Second Amendment is motivated by fear of what the other guy may have.
Yep.
I understand that.
Sure.
I get it.
Sure.
We live in a dangerous world. And I won't even sideways talk about how that may be because of the Second Amendment. But we live in the world we live in.
Yes.
So if you're scared, go ahead and be scared.
Agreed.
Go ahead and be as scared as you feel you need to be.
Yep.
And if that means that if the scared that you need to be is measured and comforted and quelled by the number of guns you have, if the fear that you feel in your heart and your soul and your gut is quelled by the number of bullets that your weapon can shoot in a minute, in a second, go ahead and do that. But don't also take that and put that to one side.
Right.
And then stop and think about, try to analyze what and listen to what people who may not feel the same fear that you feel and who may actually feel opposite in terms of the right of Americans to have every possible kind of gun.
Right.
That is manufactured. Try to analyze that. And not also have fear about that. 'Cause you already got more guns than they do. You don't have to be scared of them.
Right.
If a gun that has 100 round magazine can't protect you from the snowflakes that are telling you maybe there's a middle ground. If that is scaring you, your fear goes beyond anything that a gun can protect you from.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think the other thing to remember and note about these things is, yes, there have been plenty of people who've been able to stop or you know, deter crimes because they also had a weapon. And that's commendable. Hats off to each and every individual that was able to do that. But for every one of those, there's another one that's undiscussed. You know what I'm saying? And there's the difference, right? There's you with the gun with everything to lose. And there's the criminal with the gun with nothing to lose. He is generally, or she is generally, at an advantage there. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do anything. I'm not saying that, Lord knows, you know, I ain't saying you should rely on the police for protection, because, I mean, if it's bird poop on your car, you're going to jail, right? But at the end of the day, man, like Kev said, you have to listen and be respectful of how people feel in these moments when somebody goes to a Walmart and murders 22 people. You know what I'm saying? Because they were mad at Mexicans. I just...
Consider this. The incidents that have happened simply over the last 2 weeks, in 2-3 weeks, counting Gilroy, whenever that was.
Yeah.
In America, in our country, in our bubble. If you put the pictures of those offenders side to side, it would literally look like a police lineup.
Right.
And every single one of them is the guy.
Yep. That's the other thing.
And they don't look like you, homie.
Nope. Nope.
So, you know, I mean, yeah, no. I get it. There's a reason I don't have a gun. And we'll go into that at another time.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You know, and it's not legal or anything like that. The reason that, but there's a reason why. And that reason why goes to why I understand your fear. And I don't want to put myself in that situation because I know how I would react. And nobody in my world and my universe needs that. But you know, come on.
Yeah, it's something. It's definitely something more people should consider when they're making these statements. Don't go all Neil deGrasse Tyson on us. Anyway, y'all, you are live right now. We thank y'all for listening to Rap Sucks Radio with your fam, Track Life, and your homeboy, Kev Sakota.
Pew, pew, pew.
Jesus. You can catch us on any of your favorite podcast platforms except for iHeartRadio. What's up, iHeart? What's popping?
What's up?
What's up? You know what I'm saying? We doing this right now.
We love you. We love you.
You know, I heart. You know what I mean? Holla at us. comment, rate, subscribe, post about us, talk about us. Let us know what you think. What's on your mind. We'll try to get to it. Well, you know, I don't know if we'll try to, but shout out to those of y'all who have been. We appreciate every listener. We'll catch y'all next time around. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Keplo.